WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. Talks are scheduled to resume later today between the big three Detroit automakers and their main union, which has called partial strikes at three very specifically targeted but important assembly plants. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
The UAW is asking for a 40% pay hike, but so far automakers have offered about half that.
For the life of the contract, the initial demands were over $100 billion. We still have a ways to go with the offer they put on the table last night.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra says the companies have to balance workers' demands with their need to transition vehicles from gas to electric. Friday night, GM confirmed they may have to idle a plant in Kansas as early as next week due to the strike. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Wayne, Michigan.
Hurricane Lee is still mostly offshore, hugging the New England coastline from Rhode Island up through Maine, though already hitting Canada's Nova Scotia province harder. Reporting on preparations in Maine, which is under state and federal emergency declarations, WGME-TV's Brad Rogers.
Boatyard workers in Camden, Rockport, and here in Rockland have been working at a frantic pace, pulling boats out of the water. The operations manager at Journey's End Marina says they're about as prepared for the storm as they can be.
Well, you know, we've got everything locked in the sheds. We've got all the small stuff in. I don't think we're that concerned, given where the track of the hurricane. So I think we're in good shape.
Owners of several sailboats and smaller vessels plan to keep their boats on moorings where they will try to ride out the storm.
In North Africa, in a Libyan city just about destroyed by floods that followed dam failures and a storm, an estimated 11,000 people are believed dead and about as many remain missing. The BBC's Anna Foster is there.
Turkish rescuers wade through the pools of destruction in search of what remains. The thick mud and dirt coats everything and makes the work slow and dangerous. The risk of disease is growing. People are returning to Derna, not to resume their lives, but to identify the dead.
And still overseas in Israel.
Thousands recited prayers at the Western Wall in Jerusalem to mark Rosh Hashanah. Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, had this message for Jews around the world.
We all care deeply about our Jewish people and our beloved Jewish and democratic state of Israel.
Jews in Israel celebrate the two-day holiday with their families, go to synagogue, and eat apples with honey to symbolize a sweet new year. Tom Confino for CBS News, Tel Aviv.
Wall Street ended the trading week on a down note. The Dow was down 289 points, the S&P down 55, NASDAQ down quite a bit, 218 points. Gas prices average 387. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs. Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Say both ways.
I think it's indicates.
Indicative? Is that the word you were looking
that
for?
That is a good word, Kristen Bride.
A friend wouldn't make fun of somebody like for knowing a word. See, this is what I'm talking about, people. Kristen Bride does not believe in friendship.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin!
Okay, there we go. Now I can hear myself. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board today. How are you doing, friend?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. It is my second to last Friday before I am signing off and handing over this big chair to Jane Matinere. Greg will be on the board for about 12 weeks.
Oh, goodness.
It is happening.
There's no going back now, friend.
Can I make a really dark joke?
I knew you were going to.
I don't typically have super dark humor. But Mike and I were joking around last night. This may be an insight into my marriage. But we were talking about the exciting news that was dropped yesterday with Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood, as of Monday, is going to resume abortion care and abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee. And we're actually going to be talking to CEO and president of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson, is going to be here at 11:30, which I'm so excited about. So we're going to hear more about all of the moving parts that went into that decision, what risks are still at play for doctors and providers, because the lawsuit itself is still in play. But we're going to be talking about that at 11:30. So we were talking about that together, Mike and I, and I think he's the one who said it. It sounds more like a him joke, if I'm going to be totally honest. He goes, well, at least we can still get that late term abortion now.
Please direct all calls of upsetness to the Jay Weber Show on another radio station. Thank you.
And I was like, oh, man, should I make that joke on the internet? Probably not.
I mean, why not? You're free to do what you'd like, my friend.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because it's like, once again, a reminder, late abortion is not a thing. No one is at this stage in their pregnancy of where I'm at right now. And it's just like, well, I changed my mind. Good thing we have access to late term abortion.
You know, I thought this was a good idea, but 8.5 months in.
37 weeks. I can't do two more.
Yeah.
I've changed my mind.
You know, I heard there might be a Ted Lasso season 4. I got to prepare for that. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, that is one of many stories that broke yesterday. Yesterday was an insane day of Wisconsin news. And I just want to give credit to all the Capitol reporters who were running around like crazy people trying to cover everything yesterday. But here's just some of the stuff that happened yesterday in Madison. And then we're actually going to move on pretty quickly because I want to get to this. I want to get to this question. But first, so Assembly Republicans advanced their fast track proposal to revamp how Wisconsin's political maps are drawn. So now that passed the nonpartisan, you know, Iowa style in name only proposal passed out of the Assembly. It now goes to the Senate. I still have not heard much from senators.
No, they're
on this bill and where they stand on it. So that happened yesterday. The Wisconsin Senate also moved to fire Elections Administrator Megan Wolf, which that sets the stage now for a legal battle because she's saying, I'm not stepping down until the court tells me that I have to step down, which likely it won't because it didn't with Fred Prehn, which is the precedent for this case. But they went ahead and tried to fire her anyways. Wisconsin Senate also votes to override the veto. If you remember back when Governor Evers had his line item veto about the 400 years funding for public schools.
Oh, yeah.
They voted to override that. So now that goes to the Assembly. Planned Parenthood, like we said, is resuming abortion services on Monday. And the Assembly also passed their measures to loosen child care regulations and rules.
And let me tell you something. When the whole Planned Parenthood announcement came down, I just want to really give a shout out, a hearty handshake and a golf clap to all the conservatives out there on Twitter who really took the news well. And
I didn't see much.
Oh my God. Like it was like the first half of the week was them complaining about the maps, saying, well, this should be, you said you wanted to fear maps. Now you're not good to fear maps. And immediately the moment that Planned Parenthood announced what they announced, they're like, they pooped their drawers. And then they took to social media and just with the most incendiary language, just like the biggest sorest losers.
Who were some of the people that I should go see with?
Oh, Jay Weber. Jay Weber. Oh, yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't follow him, but he has invaded my Twitter / X timeline.
There's a big difference if you go on like the For You page.
Yeah.
Like the page where they're suggesting stuff to you versus just sticking to the people that you follow.
Yeah.
Because I find if you go on, no matter who you're following, the things that get here, don't you? Aren't you interested in this? Very right wing.
Yeah.
Very anti-establishment.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like, how did I get here? This is not what I'm here for.
I did not sign up for this.
So yeah, it was a big day in Wisconsin news, and after an August break, it does not seem like things are slowing down into the fall. And then obviously we get to ramp up for next year where there is going to be spring elections that there's obviously lots of spring elections. If this is the time, if you're thinking about running for school board or running for any local office, like very much encourage you to do so. We will be talking about plenty of those races and those that in the spring when I'm back from maternity leave. But obviously next year is a presidential election year and it's Wisconsin. And we still don't have a major. We have three fairly unknown Republican Senate candidates.
Yeah.
No, still no major ones.
No, I don't really think. I don't know.
How, if you're a betting man, when do you think there will finally be an announcement of someone who has a little bit more backing from the Republican Party than the three who have announced so far?
I would say around the holidays. You drop it around that late October, November time. Hi, I'm so-and-so. You remember me from my other things. So-and-so and such-and-such. This is my family. We love the holidays. We love family. You know, we love America.
With a gun.
Yeah. I saw a thing today that very weirded me out. I saw a guy with a bumper sticker that said coffee and guns. And then next to it was a bumper sticker that said teach peace. I didn't know how to take that.
Do you think it's a house divided?
It might be. Also,
it's a married couple that they're like, well, if you get that bumper sticker, I get this bumper sticker. And that's how we're going to make this work.
It's the only way I can marry a Bears fan. yeah, I was like, maybe they're like hunting. I don't know. And then part of me said, who cares? Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't yuck their yum.
Don't yuck.
I love to say on this show.
They're yum. Those t-shirts and onesies are happening.
That's my project.
We have so many items in our non-existent merch store.
They're all in our head.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the story that I actually want to talk about is a combination of two big stories that I don't feel like got enough attention and actually have nothing to do with Wisconsin politics. But my question is, what can you trust these days? 844-967-2789. Like, what is left for public trust, or who do you actually trust? Because there's been two different stories that I think both, they're investigative journalism done very well, and both have to do with paying the people you're supposed to trust to give you advice. And one comes from Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine, and it talks about the movie review aggregation site Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sure you've been to it, and it's a place where you can go to see like tons of movie information, but like their homepage, they have this tomato meter, and it's like if it's over 60%, so over 60% of the movie critics said this was a good movie, it's a fresh movie. If it's under 60%, it's a rotten movie. And it's been around, man, I mean, that's like
25 years.
Is that exactly? Yeah. So, because yep. I remember checking that when I was acting. So, like, that was when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably, you know, when Roger and Ebert, you know, aren't around anymore. Now this is like their replacement, right? This is where a lot of people understand, like, what are the folks saying on whether or not this is a good movie? And it turns out that there's been a PR firm who's been paying for positive reviews to boost movie scores on Rotten Tomatoes. And so the summary there is allegations of financial incentives and manipulated critic scores have raised concerns about the integrity of review aggregate platforms, specifically involving one PR company called Bunker 15 and the popular site Rotten Tomatoes. And so the Bunker 15 is known as a smart tech publicity engine aimed at connecting filmmakers with journalists who then can amplify their project's visibility. And they're accused of being, of going, you know, a little beyond traditional publicity strategies by recruiting lesser known critics and paying them to submit a more positive score. So that's the first story. And then similar but different, you know, if you remember over the summer, the World Health Organization started to raise questions about aspartame, an artificial sweetener, and how really not healthy it is for you, even though it's, you know, it replaces sugar. And the Washington Post has now done investigative journalism on different lobbying firms, like the sugar lobby and the beverage lobby, that's been paying influencers on TikToks who are registered dietitians. This is not just like someone who's like, I like to cook, so I'm starting a TikTok channel. This is people who are actually registered as dietitians who have been making videos saying, kind of pushing sugar, kind of saying, don't worry about aspartame. And it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to get paid to say it. And so my question kind of is like, when it comes to reviews and critics and experts, who do you trust these days? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And what does it take to keep public trust? I just think it's a super interesting question. I'd love to hear from you with your texts, with your calls. We'll be right back. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
To the
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vet.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and low 70s for tomorrow and around 70 Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday, more sun. Little heat kicks in on Tuesday with sunshine. We're into the low 80s. Chance of rain for Tuesday night and Wednesday. Right now it's 53.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are asking the question, who do you trust these days? And I say this in the context of two different stories, two big, I think, big stories that have not gotten enough attention. One dropped on September 13th from Washington Post, talking about the food industry paying influencer dietitians, not just like influencers, like people who are registered dietitians, who are promoting diet soda and sugar and supplements and things that, like, instinctively, I feel like science tells us maybe not so good for you. But then they're like, no, it's fine. But here is a paid ad and here's who paid me to say this. And then simultaneously, Vulture from New York Magazine on September 6th published an investigative piece on the fact that there is a PR firm that's been paying movie critics to boost the scores on the movie aggregate site Rotten Tomatoes. And I don't know, they both seem potentially like maybe they're not that big of a deal. But I also think about when you're on Amazon and Yelp and the reviews. Like we've because there is so much infinite choice in consumer products and choices, there is, you know, we rely, I think instinctively, we rely on word of mouth. We rely on people we can trust. But we also come to rely on what do the reviews say. And if people who are paid to be movie critics or people who are licensed dietitians or people, I guess those are like in reviews on anything on a product, those are strangers, and so maybe you don't trust them anyways. But what do you actually trust? Like, what is your barrier to entry to be like, okay, this is I can trust this person and what they're telling me? 844-967-2789.
We got a caller, a friend of the show, a friend of the, you know, the host of the Maggie Dawn show, Maggie Dawn.
Maggie Dawn!
Yeah.
Maggie Dawn, how do you choose who you trust?
Hey, y'all, good morning.
Good morning. Who do you trust, or how do you choose who you trust?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay.
If you can, I'll just give a call back and see if that works better. I don't want to hold up your line, so I'll call you back.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Well, I could hear her.
I could hear her. Her line was on.
Well, Maggie, if you're hearing us right now, if you want to call back and just talk and give what the answer you were going to give, we can do that. But I just think it's an interesting question because I think this is also a time where public trust in so many institutions and in politicians and in the CDC, and you think about so many things of where you can't trust the media, and then there's examples of why you can't, right? And so what are you left with to try to navigate where you get your news, where you get your products, what movies you actually think will be good? And like, the stakes are lower with a movie, right? If you go spend your money on a bad movie, it's not maybe the end of the world, but it's just kind of the integrity. But if you're believing some dietitian on TikTok of like how much, like giving your kid omega-3 supplements at 6 months, which was referenced in this article, and it's not FDA approved, and you're just trusting them, like that's kind of a bigger deal. That's like, that's bigger stakes.
Well, I think that even though the movies are very much, yes, much lower stakes, I think if they're gaming the system to make us think that a movie is good and it's not, or they're just using their money and or ability to create, it's still not a good practice. And in the article regarding the dietitians, they said that, you know, at the end of the day, the World Health Organization had to come out and say, like, yes, these do not cause weight loss, and some of them might be carcinogenic. Like, there are real world problems, and then you have these influencers saying it's clickbait, it's not something to worry about, they're trying to scare you. It's like, it's dangerous. For the movie thing, that's just I don't want to say it's not fair, but it's also just not good practice.
Oh, it's, well, it ruins the integrity, right? Like, the whole point of this is that they're objective people.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, you may or may not like their opinion because it is a subjective art form of whether or not it is good, but it just comes back to integrity.
Yeah.
And like, that is a messy, the world of content creation now, which I consider myself part of, is messy.
Yeah.
Because in some ways you create a service. I know there's people who review movies that are on TikTok. There are these dietitians. There are people who are there to provide information, parenting advice. Like, they've created entire channels. But talking about parenting advice, that Ruby Frankie, or who is the crazy parenting influencer on YouTube who's just been arrested for basically abusing her children? Like, she racked up millions of views and millions of followers. Jeez. And like, that is like, well, maybe we shouldn't have been following her in the first place. Jim from Appleton says, you can definitely trust the politician that shows up in full body isolation gear to tell you that the pandemic is fake. Other than that, it's as Reagan said, when he still had his marbles, trust but verify.
That is something we just don't.
But how do you verify?
Yo, exactly.
How much more work do you have to put in to be able to verify these days?
And nowadays you're like, well, like one of the examples on the movie thing, the movie The Whale, which had so much critical acclaim, won him an Oscar. It came out with like a 90 or 87, 90, something like a high Rotten Tomato score. After everything was said and done, it's like 62%. It's barely fresh.
Oh, I did not know that fall happened. All right. Well, I think this is a super interesting topic. Maybe we'll come back to it later in the show or next week, because when we come back, James Mayloff from Morning with WFHR and Midday Magazine on WFHR is here for our Civic Media Crossover Fridays to tell us what he thinks is the best, the worst, and the weirdest of the week. And we have a fun quiz, as always, to go over the headlines before the end of the hour. Stick with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. United Auto Worker walkouts at three vehicle assembly plants in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan add up to the first simultaneous strike against the big three Detroit carmakers.
No pension, no compensation. But like I say, I lost $10 an hour, 5 years seniority.
Talks are scheduled to resume later today. That slow-moving storm is still offshore in the Atlantic, but getting closer to maritime Canada and New England.
We've been preparing for all week. Looks like it's going to hit Yarmouth, Nova Scotia pretty hard. But the effects, because it's so large, can be dangerous.
In Belfast, Maine, says Mayor Eric Sanders. Court papers show Special Counsel Jack Smith asking the judge in the Donald Trump January 6th federal case in Washington to put limits on what Trump can say about it.
The concern is that the judge doesn't want the case to be tried in the press. So what they do is they issue that gag order in order to protect the judicial integrity.
Defense Attorney Joseph Tully. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm
if you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are just having a fantastic Friday.
Yes, it's so wonderful. It's wonderful. It's
wonderful, wonderful. We are waiting for our good friend, James Maloff, to call into the show. I actually think, Greg, maybe you should give, I just sent you his number. We could give him a call and see if that will work.
Sure.
Because we would love to do our crossover with James on the best, worst, and weirdest of this week. And there is plenty to talk about. Because I would say we were so focused on Wisconsin news this week, because there was a lot of Wisconsin news that I don't think we even touched on the fact that Kevin McCarthy, and we barely even talked about the impeachment investigation of Joe Biden. We barely talked about the tragedies that have been happening in Morocco and Libya. But there was a lot that actually also happened this week. And there's another thing that's been happening as far as, and I want to talk about this next week, so I hope we can find time to get to it. But happening in the Republican Party as far as Tim Scott is concerned, because there's Republican donors who are threatening to stop funding him if he won't explain like why he's not married. And there's like this whole thing about him having, like, he has a girlfriend, but no one knows who she is and if she actually exists. And I just think it's interesting because in the Republican Party, does that make more, like, maybe it is expected in a more conservative, traditional but environment. But I also wonder, like, would that fly? Like, would the same candidate who's unmarried and in his 40s, would that same person have trouble with donors and, like, their, I don't know, reputation or how people saw them if the roles were reversed and he was in a different party? Or is this something that was like specifically to the Republican Party? So there's a lot been going on throughout the week, but I'm hoping that we get to talk to James. And so it seems like this is just between being able to talk to Maggie, being able to talk to James. It is an interesting morning, and we're good to go. James, can you hear me?
You hear me?
I can now hear you. Great.
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Oh, James cannot hear us. Great.
James, can you hear us now?
Oh, I guess not.
All right.
All right. Well, this is super fun. and I guess, should we pivot? Should we continue to try to get James?
Let's pivot. And I'll try. We'll go from there. We're going to make this work, folks, because as goes Wisconsin, we always go forward.
We always go forward. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. So I guess, like I said, there's been a lot going on this week that we have not gotten to as far as national news, because there's been so much going on in Wisconsin. But, I mean, the big news, I guess, last night is the United Auto Workers Union is going on strike. And so if we talk about this, it continues to be the summer of strikes. This is a big one. Like, this is a really, really big one. So the historic work stoppage launched at midnight with the first picket lines targeting plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. And basically what employees want is the union's 150,000 workers are seeking better pay, better hours, and benefits. And they're citing sharp inflation and high corporate profits and pay for executives is why they think that, like, these companies can afford that. And that seems to be a common thread throughout a lot of these strikes, is people are sick of the fact that the people at the very top seem to only be making more and more money, and the ratios of what they make to the average worker at their company and what they make is astronomical. And so it's not that the money doesn't exist to pay your people better. It's that you need to be willing, the people at the top need to be willing to share the profits and share the how well the company is doing. Because guess who actually makes the value of your company? It's the people who work for you. So Ford and GM said they can't afford to meet their demands. So here we are again, another big strike, and we will see where this goes. The WGA and the SAG strike are still happening. Obviously, the UPS strike is kind of one of the only ones I feel like we've been able to see that avoided the strike, and actually they did end up finding a deal or getting to a deal before they went on strike, and so they seem to have found the money, but I don't know the finances of all these different companies, so hard to say otherwise. But, the other big news, I would say, on top of the probe that has now been announced from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and is that the Justice Department is indicting Hunter Biden. And yesterday the charges came down, and the charges are making false statements and illegally possessing a handgun. And so that's moving forward. I'm trying to think what else has been happening this week. The Libya thing is insane. Have you heard much about the Libya thing, Greg?
What was that again?
Have you heard much about what's happened in Libya? Because in the over the last weekend was Morocco. So the Morocco had a terrible earthquake. But then Libya, up to 20,000 people are feared to be dead from the flooding that happened in Libya.
Oh, my God.
Which is, I feel like that gets into the numbers of, like, it's hard to fathom what 20,000 bodies could look like. But it's the true toll may never be known. But there's Post reporters who said in the city that was hit the worst found just unbelievable, massive destruction. And now they're saying that, you know, local authorities are blaming the lack of warnings, lack of evacuations, and neglected infrastructure for what the death toll could end up being, and that this was potentially avoidable. So that's been a big story. We're having our own hurricane that's hitting New England, and so New England is under a tropical storm warning, and the tropical storm conditions could reach eastern New England by this afternoon and continue through tomorrow or into Sunday. The worst winds will hit the coast overnight, and the storm is likely to pass very close to the eastern tip of Maine before hitting Atlantic Canada. And so this one I actually really like. This was not big news, but I always love when there's, it reminds me when we interviewed the scientist from UW-Madison earlier in the spring, and we were talking about what is a lab rat like on cocaine? And it was basically a lot like how humans are on cocaine. They keep going back to the same spot where they get the cocaine. They're very excited.
They're telling you about their screenplay.
Yes, exactly. But a new study has found that rat brains revealed how play can improve mental health. So researchers identified groups of cells in part of the brain involved in instinctive behaviors like pain perception and defense that lit up while the rats were being tickled. I want to tickle a rat.
I want that on permanent record forever. I want to tickle a rat.
But I don't even know, how does one tickle a rat? Like, that seems...
You probably hold them down and hold them with their belly up. And give them a little tickle.
Is it like when you tickle, like you get that one right spot on your dog where their foot starts going crazy? Is that considered tickling your dog?
Yeah.
Is it?
I would imagine.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't think of, like, there's any spot on my dog where all of a sudden he's like laughing. That's what feels when that leg twitch makes it seem like it's really gratifying.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, remind me of, like, when you tickle a child.
Yeah, because we're used to a laughter. We're used to laughter. We're not used to, like, I don't know if dogs can laugh. I guess they can. They can, like, whoa, 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 that kind of thing. That's right, folks. You just heard that on the radio.
So anyways, the urge to play is deeply, this is what the findings are suggesting, potentially, that the urge to play is deeply ingrained in the brain, and understanding its neurological basis could help develop new therapies for troubled children. So the continued continued experimentation on rats and what it can potentially tell us about ourselves, I don't know. I always think is interesting. Is there any stories, Greg, that have stuck out to you?
Well, can
Ben Shelton.
So Ben Shelton, young man, went all the way to the U.S. Open's final this past weekend and lost to Novak Djokovic. So one thing that was happening during the finals or during the entire tournament was, when Ben Shelton would win or get a point, he would mime a phone and hanging it up, like, you're done. We're done with you. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it was an old.
Is that where it comes from?
I guess.
But, like, where is the? Did you ever find out more information of why he was like that? Was his?
No, thing? I think it was just his thing. And honestly, I thought it was funny because it was It was an old timey phone to Amaim. It wasn't like a cell phone or even a flip phone. It was like grandma's rotary phone hanging up on you. So he was doing.
Ben Shelton has never, at 20 years old, has never ever.
No, he would see that in a museum before he used one. And he went up against Novak Djokovic. He lost. Novak Djokovic is probably one of, if not the greatest tennis player who ever lived. He's won 3 of the 4 slams this year, and he's done that multiple times. And when he beat Ben Shelton, he did that. He did the same motion. He did the hanging up the phone. And Ben Shelton's father came out in an interview saying, he did that to mock my son, and that wasn't, like, you know, the move of a champion. And I'm like, really, bro?
I know.
Come on, man. We were talking about this before. You put your son into the most competitive singles sport on the planet. It is, like, driven by competition, driven by, like, just getting yourself to the... And your son made it to the finals of the U.S. Open on his... I think his first try. He's never been to the U.S. Open.
I think he was in the college. I don't even think he was in the circuit last year. I think he was just playing at school.
You need to like work so hard to get yourself. There are people in their 20s and 30s who have never made it past the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And when Novak Djokovic does that, to me, I see that as, hey, man, good try, but no. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact he took it as, like, he mocked him. And that's not, you know, it's like, get your son out of this.
It's not a sign of a gracious leader.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, it was funny because you sent that to me this morning and I was like, well, first, does your kid actually care?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it reminded me, that exchange reminded me, and this just points out the sexism that was underlined with the Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese thing that happened back in the NCAA tournament. So when LSU played Iowa and they did the John Cena. So throughout the tournament, a couple times, Caitlin Clark, who was like the darling, who is incredible, had done this like John Cena, like you can't see me face thing in front of her face. LSU beats Iowa in the championship. Angel Reese, one of the stars of LSU, kind of gets in Caitlin Clark's face, and it was a little aggressive.
She was walking past her,
she did it, and she was like, "We beat you, right?" And she did it back to her, and people were outraged.
Oh my god,
they were so outraged that Angel Reese was such a bad sport, and this isn't sportsmanship, and oh my god, and so there were some people on this station that I know that were like very disappointed with this exchange. I didn't hear them say anything about this thing between Novak and Shelton as far as like the taunting and the competitiveness that happens in sports sometimes.
I wonder how it would have gone if Novak Djokovic would have been doing it the whole time and then Ben Shelton would have done it and said, like, that's a young man disrespecting, you know what I mean? Like you're not wrong. I don't disagree with you, but also like anyone will find a reason to be upset.
Totally. All right. Well, we're going to go to a break. We're going to try to fix our connectivity and see if we can get James Maloff on the phone still to be able to do our headline quiz of the week. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Dig out the Lederhosen. It's Oktoberfest in Hayward on Saturday, September 16th. This all-day fest features German food and beer, an axe-throwing contest, 50-50 raffle, and it wouldn't be the same without live polka music throughout the fest. Celebrate Oktoberfest in Hayward, Saturday, September 16th, 11 to 7 at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds Pavilion, and is brought to you by the Hayward Lions Club. More information at haywardoktoberfest.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and low 70s for tomorrow and around 70 Sunday. Upper 70s on Monday, more sun. Little heat kicks in on Tuesday with sunshine. We're into the low 80s. Chance of rain for Tuesday night and Wednesday. Right now it's 53.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. He is Greg Bach. And I'm sorry that we pitched that James Maloff would be on the show today because we're just having some issues trying to be able to hear people. And so we're going to try to figure it out so that we can still be able to talk to our guests in the second hour because we actually, our guests for the first hour, when we come back from the segment, is going to be in person, so that'll be good. We're going to be talking to Allison McGaver, who is the Outreach and Media Communications Director for United for Waukesha Resiliency Center. And so we'll talk about what the Resiliency Center is, but also Resilient Waukesha that is coming up on September 28th from 4 to 7, which is an event to celebrate first responders, but also the entire kind of mission of the Resiliency Center is being able to provide mental health and wellness for those affected by the Waukesha Parade tragedy in 2021. So we will be talking to her in person at the top of the next hour. And then, fingers crossed, be able to talk to Tanya Atkinson from Planned Parenthood at 11:30. But since we cannot hear James, Greg, do you just want to play the quiz that I had set up and see how you do? Just so you have no competitors. So you can't technically lose.
But if I lose... that makes me the biggest loser. But you know what? I'll do it because I'm in for it. This is improv, baby. I'm yes-anding.
This is improv. All right. So let's, as it always is, it's a combination of some national headlines, some Wisconsin headlines. But let's see how you do. So big news as far as Elon Musk's biography. And there was some news last week, but there's more kind of understanding of what is in the biography this week. So which of the following did Elon Musk not do according to Walter Isaacson's new biography? A, called Tesla the company doing the most to solve climate change. B, hired vans to move Twitter servers on Christmas Eve. C, told Bill Gates most philanthropy is BS. Or four, tried to buy U.S. Steel to get the ticker symbol X.
Oh, man. Which one didn't he do? I would say D.
Ding, ding, ding. You got that right. The biography did not say Musk tried to buy U.S. Steel. I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah, right?
All right, number two. What did Britain's Stonegate Group recently announce would be subject to surge pricing? Is it A, Premier League tickets, B, beer at pubs, C, West End theater tickets, D, T.
I would go with A.
It's actually beer at pubs.
Really? Oh.
The Stonegate Group announced surge pricing for beer.
Oh, my God.
I feel like, could you imagine if there was surge pricing for beer in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we'd still pay.
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
People in Wisconsin, we're frugal. We're a frugal bunch, though. I had that, because the cliche of if you specifically Midwest women,
yeah.
If you give them a compliment, they tell you how much they got it on sale. It happened to me yesterday. I was in line and I saw a woman and she had very cute little Nike shoes on. And I was like, oh, I love your shoes. And she goes, thanks. She's like, Nike outlet store.
I do the same thing with my Jordans. Anytime someone compliments my Jordans, I go, I love them, but I go to the Nike outlet store and I pay a low price for them because I'm not paying $300 for a pair of shoes, especially ones that I want to wear out into the world.
Yeah.
Also, I know that for a fact because when you, Kristen Bry, won Milwaukee Magazine's top radio personality, every time we'd bring it up, you'd be like, I don't know what to do. So,
Yeah. All right, number three. Which Wisconsin athlete announced he and his partner are expecting a baby girl? Is it Kristen Yelich? Is it Drew Holiday?
Ooh.
Is it Giannis?
Ooh.
Or is it AJ Dillon?
I think it's C for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yes, it is. In case you missed it, Giannis Antetokounmpo and his longtime partner, Mariah Riddle Springer, revealed they're engaged.
Engaged?
And expecting a daughter, in addition to their two boys that they already have.
Adorable. Oh my God. Can you imagine Christmas at the Antetokounmpo house? That just must be the best time.
They also announced it at Milwaukee Diaper Mission, which is the organization that we did. It was like, mm-hmm. like, yeah, you guys raise a lot more money for them than we did.
Okay.
All right. Another Wisconsin question. It turns out that Wisconsin has more of these than any other state. Biking trails, roundabouts, parking tickets, robins.
That's going to be a big old B for roundabouts.
It is indeed. I actually don't know about the other three if we have the most or not, but I had to just pick up something. But indeed, this week, you love them or hate them. I know that they're confusing, but they are they make such a difference in dangerous intersections. But yeah, Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state in the union.
I love roundabouts. I love roundabouts. Oh my God, I love a good roundabout. I love a roundabout followed by another roundabout. And they have one there.
Multiple.
There's two roundabouts as you hit 43 northbound out in Muskego. It is.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Confusing a couple times, but you'll make it.
All right, let's power through.
All right.
Which classic board game inspired a newly published official cookbook? Scrabble, Candyland, Catan, or Risk?
Say the choices again.
Scrabble, Candyland, Catan, Risk.
Candyland.
Catan.
Oh, come on. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
I actually wanted to do a segment this week as far as brainstorming what would other cookbooks that are associated and inspired by board games look like. But we'll
Monopoly would just be potato soup.
All right. We have time for one more. This is no multiple choice. You just have to guess. Which Wisconsin city was named the cleanest city in America this week by a survey from House Fresh?
Madison.
No.
Green Bay.
No.
Brookfield.
No.
Waukesha.
No.
Milwaukee.
Yes.
Whoa! I got there eventually, folks.
This was a little, I think there's a little surprising, although the measure was how many sanitation complaints by city.
Oh.
So I think it says more about people's desire to complain than how clean the city actually is. But a win's a win, so we'll take it. All right, well, this is As Goes Wisconsin. We're taking a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.